Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jeff Waring, Director for the Center of Business and Entrepreneurship and Tourism at Black Hills State University.
Jeff Waring, Assistant Professor of Management and Director of the Center for Business, Entrepreneurship and Tourism at Black Hills State University.
Black Hills State University. I absolutely love the Black Hills. So first off, how about a little plug for your guys' university, and if you wanted to spill into your department, go nuts. But how is Black Hills State doing this year?
We're doing good, yeah. It depends how you're asking. The football team's doing awesome so far this year, but also about 2 years ago, we got our AACSB accreditation, and so that's really drawing a lot of attention to the business school and helping people realize that, you know, we actually have a really strong program. One of the best in the region.
So there's kind of an entrepreneurship wave going on across the country for the last three or four years. Has that been, I guess, trickling into the Black Hills? You know, you're director of the entrepreneurship department. Are you seeing any growth happening within your department there?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because it's not just with the school, but it's the community as well. So there's a number of events that are cropping up to promote entrepreneurship, both in Rapid City and also up in Spearfish. And we're really trying to tie in with those community events and say, hey, you can learn stuff in college, and we'll teach the classes and the book smarts, and then we'll get you involved as well in all of these community activities that are happening so that now you can network and actually grow beyond when you graduate.
Two of my favorite businesses in the United States are in Spearfish. One is the Dough Trader Pizza Company. It's the best pizza I've ever had in my life. And then the Crow Peak Brewery, which was around long before this craft beer craze came. And talk to me a little bit about maybe some of the other businesses that you've seen pop up. And are you seeing some of your students or some other influx of that in the community?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, Crow Peak is awesome. We had a our first, it was a How'd They Do That series that we started putting on, and to where we take students into local businesses and just talk to the founder about how they started the business. And Crow Peak was the first one we did that with, and it was really a great conversation we had out there. But yeah, no, there's a lot of other businesses right in Spearfish. One that jumps to my mind is Camp Native, which is actually a tech startup in Spearfish, and they have received a huge amount of funding from across the country, but they realized that, you know, if they could pick anywhere in the world that they wanted to have the business based out of, they wanted it to be Spearfish. And so I thought that was kind of crazy. And so they've been helping a lot in terms of connecting students to some of the entrepreneurial activities, and especially with financing. And so that's great. I'm trying to think what some others are that have had come in. Wow, I'm kind of spacing right now. We have so many different businesses that are popping up, and we try and get them into the community as fast as possible. Get them from the community into the classroom as fast as possible, just to talk with our students.
Well, that's okay. You're not the director of the Chamber of Commerce, so I kind of did a pop quiz there on you. But talk to me about some of the tech stuff happening there, because that is another push that's happening, especially in Fargo, North Dakota, for example. They've got tech companies popping up left and right there. So it's interesting to hear that one is happening in Spearfish, because, you know, quite honestly, what I'm hearing, at least from a lot of the business leaders and the startup leaders in Fargo, is communities, or I should say millennials, are starting to go to communities that interest them. It's no longer the big cities and these other things. They want to go where they can go hiking and go fishing and have bike trails and et cetera. So for me, Spearfish makes perfect sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's a lot of the draw is right there, is that it's the type of community. And, you know, one of the things that people say is, oh, we have to have tech startups in California because of, you know, being able to staff them. Well, nowadays, your staff doesn't actually have to be where you're headquartered. And if they have to be, I mean, we have a lot of talent coming out of the area. You know, BH has a lot of business and marketing talent that they can draw from. The School of Mines in Rapid City has a lot of the programming talent that they need. And so, I mean, it is really a great area to start it up. And, you know, we are working to try and get those students between those two schools to overlap quite a bit as well. And so, we have two projects that I'm doing right now that I'm involved in, where it's overlapping between the BH students and the students at the School of Mines.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jeffrey Waring, Director for the Center of Entrepreneurship and Tourism at Black Hills State University, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com.
Everyone else came down to listen.
It was the winter 1963. It felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit DeadwoodLodge.com. That's DeadwoodLodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Life in the northern town. Head on mama, mind to the night. Head on mama, hey. Life in a northern town.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.